Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
We're living in uncertain times, and last week, Theresa May, the Prime Minister, surprised us all by announcing a snap general election, which takes place on June the 8th. Add that into the mix with Brexit, Donald Trump, and Scottish independence, and everything else that's going on around the world, even Leicester winning the Premier League. We've got so much uncertainty around, but how can you, as a business owner, manager, employee, protect yourself against uncertainty? What can we do? Well, Paul Hargreaves, employment law solicitor from Newton Solicitors, has joined me in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me here.
Not a problem. Now, it's really odd times at the moment, isn't it? This is the most uncertain I think I've ever known it in my life. It's bizarre, isn't it?
It is. It's a bigger issue than, you know, it would have used to have been. We've obviously, business, especially London and spells across the country, is not, you know, this is a global economy now. People are affected by what happens in China. People are affected by what happens in the Far East. People are affected by what's happening in America. Where you've got Donald Trump, the surprise president in many ways, pushing for America first. What does that mean for Britain? I mean, he has taken a somewhat pro-British stance to a degree, and is what he said early on. But the big issue is what's going to happen with Brexit. And the article has now been triggered, so the processes and negotiations are now starting.
We hear this snap election, and we realise that everything goes on hold during an election time, doesn't it? I suppose this one is a shorter election period than maybe we're used to for a kind of regularly timed general election.
It is indeed, it is. It is short. So I suppose we haven't got the 12 months plus build-up to it. But, you know, a lot of business has been stopped. So how do you prepare yourself moving forward? And I think the answer is we don't know what's going to happen. So it depends if you're going to try and take an advantage and speculate. And in times of uncertainty, businesses may have more opportunities for better value. But if you're more conservative and you want to be risk averse, you don't want to commit to anything for too long because you don't know what's going to happen.
It's been kind of summed up by the amount of different ways people describe it. We've had hard Brexit, we've had soft Brexit, we've had red, white and blue Brexit. I'm waiting for Brexit over easy on a sunny day.
Which will be coming shortly as well.
It's just lots of different types of Brexit, but that kind of is a kind of fairly blunt way of saying that actually there's lots of different things that could come of it, isn't it?
It is. So if you're looking for your contract, if you want some protection, you want flexibility so you can make changes. The Brexit still hasn't happened, so we don't know the implications. It's not going to happen for another couple of years. But these are things, you know, as a business, you want to look at. I mean, with uncertainty becomes great opportunity. If you watch Game of Thrones, Lord Baelish takes great advantage of that. And no doubt people will do very well out of it. But also, if you commit it in the wrong way, you could be very stretched and exposed. If you're committed with Europe, there's going to be obviously tariffs importing goods in. But by reverse, Britain takes more imports than we send out. So there'll be a positive effects as well, no doubt. But it's being challenged. There's no change in the laws. The current regulations are being interpreted and put to the test. Yeah. So you have to be careful when you're doing this and make sure you're happy with your contracts, make sure you're best protected, because if it goes wrong, you're very exposed.
There's a whole other show that we could do on one of the key things to do, I guess, as a business is to make sure that your employees are happy, and then they're unlikely to put these things to the test, because if they're happy with what they're getting, how they're getting rewarded
Indeed.
And remunerated, then they're unlikely to challenge you on it. But that's a whole other show and
it
a whole
is.
Other thing. The uncertainty is a key thing there, because I think you touched on it, didn't you? Uncertainty and flexibility go together very well, because you want to be flexible to protect against the uncertainty. However, that flexibility can in turn provide uncertainty to others, can't it?
And if you're looking from a business perspective, the more flexibility you've given your staff on an employment aspect, if things change, the staff may decide, right, we're off. You haven't got them tied in if you start needing them. And the same if you've got deals with your suppliers, if you're dealing overseas, across Europe or Asia, in certain times, exchange rates can affect your import costs. You may want flexibility not to be tied in or to change agreements. But with flexibility, again, you get less certainty. And these are issues that, you know, will be impacted obviously with Brexit over the next couple of years, But with what is a very fast-moving world and a lot of areas and a lot of uncertainty and troubles, there's going to be problems across the board. So I suppose people have to make judgment calls whether you want to take risks and perhaps get a very good deal long-term, or you want flexibility and certainty.
I think ultimately, then, the advice is probably to keep things under review, isn't it? To constantly be just checking and thinking, is this the right thing for where things seem to be at the moment? And when things happen, bumps in the roads happen, again, taking those things under review. And don't be stubborn. Don't keep things the same just because that's the way they've always been. Because in these uncertain times, who knows what it's going to be like tomorrow?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the point. Don't get complacent. What's happened before may not be what's happening in the future. Keep an eye on things. If a problem occurs, deal with it quickly. Get advice. Have a look at it. You know, if it's your business, don't let the problem drift. If things are changing and you've got worries, take advice. Even you might have a small outlay of cost, but if you know where you stand, you know what your options are, and you know what the potential solutions are, the quicker you deal with it, the better off you are. And obviously, if you can prepare in advance, best to do so. But difficult in the current times. But no, I would suggest at the moment, nothing is... There's uncertainty, but nothing's actually changed just yet.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We all wait with bated breath to see how things go over the next year or two. You mentioned they're getting advice, and you mentioned their cost. A small cost up front can often save you from a bigger cost in the future, can't it?
It can.
If you want to get advice, then it might be worth talking to an employment solicitor for a lot of these for these types of things. There are lots of employment solicitors out there. The one I have sat in front of me, though, is Paul Hargreaves from Newton Solicitors. If someone would like to get in touch with you, Paul, perhaps to discuss any of this, or maybe it's just raise some issues in their head that they feel like, I've not been certain on that, I feel like that might not work out for the next few weeks, months, years, how can they get in touch?
Well, you can go on the website, which is... www.newtons.co.uk. We've got offices across North Yorkshire, Knaresborough, Harrogate, up to Darlington, as well as myself, Paul Hargreaves. We've got my colleagues Malcolm Jones and Oliver Hebden. But it's not just obviously employment. We've got the other commercial teams to support you. James Towler at our Knaresborough office, and David Lucas up in Stokesley, in sort of one of our northern regions. But go on the website, please, to help you. And even, you know, if you have issues on of a more personal, private nature for your business, again, we've got full teams there to support you in all aspects.
There's a big old team at Newton, so if Paul can't answer the question, there probably is someone who can, isn't there? Thank you so much, Paul, for sharing that. And although we couldn't provide any certainty, at least we could perhaps provide some perspective.
Indeed.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.